When was the last time you heard a Saturday morning cartoon open with background music from Léo Delibes' opera Lakmé? I should explain, while this exquisite duet is playing and the sopranos are floating down a river, singing about beautiful lotus blossoms, four of the main characters of one of the snappiest new cartoon shows on network television this fall, Teacher's Pet, are all dreaming to this music. True to their natures, the dreams are very different. The family cat, Mr. Jolly, voiced by David Ogden Stiers, is about to dine on a self-sacrificing mouse. Spot, the blue dog, voiced by Nathan Lane, is ridding himself of fleas. And Leonard, the boy, voiced by Sean Fleming, who sleeps in a bed that seems to have come out of the famous Italian sculpture garden of Bomarzo. You know, the one with the huge open mouths that are the doorways to grottos, is having another kind of dream.
Spot, I just had the weirdest dream. You came to school just like a kid, and you're the smartest guy in class and a great athlete, and everybody liked you, but you were my dog, and if anyone ever found out, I'd never live it down.
That wasn't a dream, Leonard.
Spot has decided that a dog's life is pretty undemanding for his intellect, so he has begun borrowing Leonard's clothes and going to school with him, and he's on a roll.
Anywho, back to here and now. I am the new kid in your class, Leonard. I'm Scott Ledready II. I've only been there a week, but based on the spelling pretest and our long division pop quiz, I'm riding a 4.0 bullet train.
The title of the show comes from the premise that Leonard's mother is also the teacher of Leonard's class in school. And so Leonard's classmates assume that he'll get easy A's on all his subjects. But his mom, while she may seem to be a bit over the soft and fuzzy top, is really very, very sharp and ruthlessly fair. What propels the show, though, is Spot's and the other pets' wry, edgy style, their philosophical quips and laconic repartee. The Halloween episode in which Spot goes trick-or-treating dressed as Ferdinand Magellan is a real scream. In fact, somewhere in every episode of Teacher's Pet, you'll find yourself howling out loud with laughter. And that's a pretty good way to spend at least part of every Saturday morning.